The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I am your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and it is getting closer to summertime, which means vacations, parties, generally just being more outside than we typically are, which is a good thing. I feel the fresh air, the sunshine, all that is wonderful for us. But one of the major risks for our health is over sun exposure. So sun exposure is phenomenal for us, right? Having our skin exposed to the right amount of sun, getting enough sun daily, allowing your body to stockpile vitamin D for the rest of the year is super important for us. However, we've been duped into believing we need sunscreen every day and sun's the enemy. And that couldn't be further from the truth. However, the sunscreens that we're wearing are generally pretty toxic. So you can aim for a more natural sunscreen. There are better ones, but generally the normal sunscreens you get in a store are pretty toxic and even cause more cancer than the sun could ever dream of. So it's so important to put the proper non-chemical, non-forever chemical sunscreens on your body. So if you think about it, the number one chemical that they've done tons of research on this, by the way, right? Over the past number of years, there's been tons of research. No matter what your dermatologist says, tons of research has been done in this. But they say one chemical in particular, oxybenzone, it's a common sunscreen ingredient. It penetrates the skin, gets in the bloodstream, and acts as an estrogen in the body. So it's a forever chemical, gets in your blood, locks into your body. Your body has a very tough time eliminating oxybenzone, but it gets into your body and it acts like estrogen in your body. So if you're a man, you don't want that, right? You want to have high, healthy levels of testosterone. This way you better get up and go, less pain, better focus, better lean body composition, everything. It's wonderful for you. And for women too, excess estrogen can lead to tumors, fibroids, infertility, tons of stuff like that. So you need to be very careful with the oxybenzones in your sunscreens. And so many people just opt for whatever the cheapest one is at CVS or wherever you're buying it. And you need to be much more particular about it because your skin, it's a permeable membrane, right? So they put medications on your skin in patches because stuff absorbs through your skin into your bloodstream. And many people don't think of it that way. It's our largest organ and it pull stuff in. So oxybenzone has been detected in blood at levels 438 times higher than FDA's cutoff exposure rate. And that's not uncommon, happens for so many people. And oxybenzone can remain in your blood for 3+ weeks, if not longer. Oxybenzone has been linked to endometriosis in older women and lower birth weights in newborn girls. Adolescent boys with higher oxybenzone levels have lower total testosterone, and it may contribute to lower sperm levels in grown men. So very important to look into. I'm going to give you a real good resource too at the end of this segment, a very good resource for figuring out not only which sunscreens are best for you, but pretty much what skin products in general are best for you. So you need to be very aware of this. You can even download an app from this site, and it'll give you all the information on the safety for every skincare product, makeup, sunscreen you can put in your body. So also retinol palmitate, it's a form of vitamin A. It's in many, many sunscreens. And government studies show that the speed of development of skin tumors and lesions gets increased by this chemical. So you have this false sense of security. You feel like you have this sunscreen blocking the sun, protecting people from skin cancer, yet the sunscreen itself, excuse me, can be causing skin cancer. And that's crazy to think of. So when you wear certain sunscreens, particularly the higher SPF ones, 50 SPF and above, the UV rays can penetrate the skin more deeply and are harder to block when sunscreen ingredients approved by the FDA for use in American sunscreens. So you look at excessive UVA exposure, which leads to suppressed immune function, causes harmful free radicals to form in the skin, which then causes cancer. So remember, the sunscreen, many cases, can be the cause of cancer, not the sun, but you wear the sunscreen when you're in the sun, so they automatically blame the sun, right? And it's associated with a higher rate of developing melanoma. So it's real important. Also, inhalation with sprays. If you're spraying sunscreen, it can pose serious inhalation risks, and it can cause more absorbability through your lungs, which can harm you, you know, even worse. So a couple things. Sunscreens don't offer adequate sun protection. Many sunscreens don't work, as I say. So the number on there, whether it be 15, 30, 50, 100, the sunscreen often doesn't work at that level or at all. It contains worrisome ingredients linked to hormone disruption and increased skin damage and cancer risk. Allows average three times more UVA rays to pass through the skin than European products. And they don't contain superior UVA sunscreen ingredients approved in Europe. So I'm going to get into a couple things. You really want to try to avoid massive, you don't want to be burned, right? Get enough sun. And everybody, it's different for everybody. If you're fair versus darker skin with more melanin, you're going to be burned more if you're fairer than, everybody knows that, right? If you have deeper melanin. But your diet can also impact how your health is, you know, the sun relates to your body. So if you're eating dark, rich, antioxidant foods, such as berries, even krill oil, these things have been shown to increase your sun protection. And many foods, you don't even really need sunblock unless you're in severe sun situations. So, and it's not only vitamin D you get, there's many things that can help your hormones function better, better testosterone, better hormone balance, better mental state when you have sun hit your skin properly without getting burned, as well as letting it hit your eye without sunglasses. So it's another thing. So you should never wear really sunglasses unless you desperately need them, because over time, your level of dealing with the sun with your eyes goes down. So if you wear sunglasses all the time, you're going to need to wear them more often. And that can be dangerous too. So the site I was talking about is EWG, Environmental Working Group. And if you go there, it'll give you tons of information you can read, but also give you very point blank information about the sunscreens, skin lotions, makeups, which can be very, very toxic for women, right? More than men. I imagine most men don't wear makeup. Women wear more than men. But whoever's wearing makeup or anything on your skin, EWG, which is Environmental Working Group, you can look it up online. They have an app. You can download it for your phone, and you can scan the barcode on products in the store, and it'll give you safety ratings for those products. They just came out in 2025 with their top, I think, 13 or top sunscreens for you to use for daily use, as well as you know, when you're out in the sun. And that's important because you know, if you, for me, I want to keep it simple. You know, I'll take the top three sunscreens and I'll focus on just getting them. And you can even go through the whole list and find out the most cost effective ones, but you're going to find out the ones that are most damaging are the ones that are generally like Banana Boat, Alba, Neutrogena, supposed to be a good skincare product. People have believed that for a long time, but it isn't. Kula, Equate. I remember in my home growing up, we always had Equate around. We had a pool and you'd always slather that in your skin. And you know, how many chemicals are in my body because of that? I don't know. Hawaiian Tropics. So those brands, you know, La Roche is another one. Panama Jack, Seaweed Bath, CVS Health, Best Choice. Basically, those sunblock brands, especially the ones that are 50 SPF and higher, are the most dangerous, the ones to be most avoided, and the ones that can cause the most harm to your skin and have the least level of protection rating for your health. All right, so I had a patient come in last week with a sort of desperate plea, right? Desperate plea for you guys. And she listened to the show and she said, you know, stress levels are so high. Everywhere you go, there's so much stress and anxiety producing stimuli around us everywhere, right? And that anxiety, that stress can create weight gain, higher cortisol levels, you know, decrease hormonal function. And she had pretty much messed people's lives up. So, you know, I was reading a study and it says, I'll explain this. This statement could be a little vague, but it's the worst thing that ever happened to you is the worst thing that ever happened to you. Now explain to you what that means. Let's say you're a kid and some kid stole your lunch at school. That stinks. It could be tough. But if that's the worst thing that ever happened to you, that's going to, you put a level for the worst thing. And for you, that sits at that level from 1 to 10. That would be 10, highest level of stress you ever had. Now, let's say you're an army person or, you know, in the military and you had a soldier die in your arms, your best friend die in your arms, you watch him pass away. That's the worst thing that ever happened to you. And they're equal in both people's minds. So for you, the worst thing that ever happened to you is at your 10 out of 10. And for the other person, having your school lunch stolen when you're 8 years old is your 10 out of 10. And they feel exactly the same. So from a sympathetic standpoint, from an outsider's view, that was enlightening for me to understand, because the worst thing that ever happens to you is the worst thing that ever happens to you. On contrary to that, the best thing that ever happens to you is the best thing that ever happens to you. So I have so many patients that come in my office all the time and they're, you know, kind of complaining. And it taught me to be more sympathetic because they're complaining about stuff that I feel is mundane, right? Stuff that grow up, right? You got to deal with life. You know, it's simple. There's much more hard stuff out there that you need to struggle with. But honestly, that's the worst thing that ever happened to them. And it's very, very real. So anxiety and stress and, you know, all sorts of trauma, it's very real. And there's other situations I'm not even aware of because I'm not a psychologist where someone had trauma, and little things can trigger almost what PTSD-like symptoms that trauma to come back up. So this person desperately was pleading with me to get this information out to you guys about how to best control stress, you know, best habits. And there's many things you can do, and having a very healthy lifestyle and a great functioning body, it, I think, is some of the most powerful stuff you can do. I feel a good early morning and possibly late night habit of either meditation, prayer, journaling can be very powerful tools for setting up your day properly or dealing with what happened in your day properly. They can be very, very powerful things. But jumping around a little bit off the beaten path, I read this study not too long ago of the top things that 100-year-old people would like to tell people on their deathbed. So basically, the most important things they learn through their 100 years of life, the wisdom that they can share with other people. And when I hear this stuff, you know, I jump all over it. I want to absorb every bit of that I can get because I feel that wisdom is beyond compare. And these people, they all said, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff and make sure you hold on to your relationships. They're more important. So we get stressed at work, right? But our relationships are more important. We get stressed with little stuff, the grocery store, traffic, you know, another person that's not in your immediate circle of or sphere of influence that irritates you. You know, that's not the most important thing. I had someone who just went to a family funeral and they said, you know, the old drama was there, you know, in spades, right? So basically this family had pretty much people come together, haven't seen each other for a long time, and the same old drama popped up. And they said, get over that stuff, right? Don't deal with that. Get bigger than that. Don't let it bother you. So I'm going to get into a study, 2024 study, which I feel is very powerful because we all deal with stress and anxiety, but this is very powerful because it speaks to the tip of the spear. The stuff that's most powerful, if you get this right, then all of the other things underneath can really trickle down and help your life, and anxiety levels, stress levels, mental focus, clarity can be so much sharper when you have these things in line. So a 2024 study in brain science has found that chiropractic care, yes, famous chiropractic care led to significant improvements in sleep quality. Now, Brain Sciences is a medical journal. So just want to make you aware of that. It wasn't, you know, sort of cherry picked for chiropractic care. It's hardcore medical journal. And it said chiropractic care led to significant improvements in sleep quality, anxiety, depression, fatigue, and pain interference. Which I feel is very cool because I want to break each one of those down. But it said these benefits were linked to measurable changes in brain activity, suggesting that spinal adjustments influence the central nervous system's function beyond just mechanical. So people go to the chiropractor often if they have a joint pain. And I often tell my patients that's one side of it, right? The structure of your back, the structure of your body, having it back to perfect position, that is one side of the coin. It's an important side of the coin. You can have less breakdown, less arthritis, less inflammation when it's in a proper position. But the other side of the coin is function. And function, I believe, is so much more important because it's insidious. If you have poor function, let's say if you're, this is going to be an off-beaten, you know, analogy, but if you're a ship's captain, they used to say before we had GPS, they said, the best captains were the best course correctors, because if the course gets off by 2 degrees and they go 100 miles, that 2 degrees could be monumental in how far they are off course. So if you're looking at how your body's functioning, having your function working minimally better, let's say if you're a little bit off, 2%, 5% off, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years later, that could turn into cancer in the organs that those nerves are going to. And that's very, very important. You know, if it were immediate, if we're a big thing right now, such as if there's a kid running across Route 9 in traffic, we'd all, you know, jump out a window to go save that kid's life. But what's the difference between that and something happening right now that is going to cause you to die in 20 years from a disease, suffering, going to the doctor, being put on medications, chemo, radiation, whatever? So I feel it's just the same thing. It's important to take care of yourself the right way now once you know the truth. So they found out sleep quality, which is one of the biggest factors. You research sleep quality, and you're going to say it affects your hormones, affects your mental capacity, it affects your ability to focus, your anxiety, your mental health function. Everything suffers if your sleep quality suffers. So that's number one. They said it really created significant improvement in sleep quality. Second thing is anxiety. And I often see this. I'm going to break it down if you're willing, and I'm going to ask you to listen to me just for a little bit. I'm going to get in the weeds a little bit, but it's very important for the understanding of how anxiety develops. At your brainstem, so right off the bottom of your skull where your spinal canal meets your brain, there's a very important vertebra, a very important bone called your atlas bone. And your atlas bone, right, that's the one Christopher Reeves broke, and it created 80% loss of function to his body because he irritated spinal cord at the brainstem. So what happens is, going all the way back to birth, and I talked about this on last week's show, pulling a baby out really damages that upper cervical part. Now, once again, it could be a two degree shift. You might not notice it for 10 years, 20 years, may look like ADHD, may look like poor immune function, whatever it is, but it starts right then. So they stretch out the spinal cord, and it's not elastic, so it doesn't rebound. It stays stretched out. And that stretching out, it's almost like taking your skull and lifting it higher on your body, and it tugs on your brainstem. It irritates that area. And you walk around for the rest of your life, if uncorrected, with that stress in the upper part of your brainstem, and that creates neurotransmitter imbalances. So you see anxiety and depression develop, and you have no idea why. I talk to people, I say, you only know what you know, right? You don't know what anybody else feels, anybody else is going through. So you only know what goes on with you, and anxiety and depression should feel like a speed bump. You should, you know, have a speed bump, be aware of anxiety, be aware of depression, and keep going forward with it. But when you have neurotransmitter imbalances, it feels like a giant hole. So you're going, you know, along the road, and there's a little bump, a little pothole, no big deal. But when you have abnormal function, then that feels much worse, and you fall into a deep hole. It's very difficult to get out of. So then you go to your doctor, say, I have all these symptoms, and they put you on medications, SSRI drugs or whatever, trying to help you function better. But that isn't the real reason why you have anxiety and depression. The real reason is pressure in the upper part of your brainstem, you know, piled up upon with the stresses of life. But a lot of the stresses in life that people have anxiety and depression from are a lot less than other people's issues, and they get through it with no problem at all. And it isn't personality type, it's function. Their function is off. And because of that, anxiety and depression feels much larger than it should be. So getting that area adjusted, I see it all the time. That's one of the quickest things I see correct. When you get someone adjusted and you do it properly, you're not guessing, you're not just wrenching someone's spine, yet you're basing it off of x-rays and hardcore data, and get that upper area corrected. And all of a sudden they say, wow, I feel so much better. I don't have as much anxiety, as much depression. That clears up very, very quickly. So I feel this great that this Brain Sciences Journal doing this study saw clearly that anxiety, depression, and sleep quality were improved drastically. Fatigue. Everybody I know is dealing with fatigue. These sound like modern day issues, sleep quality, anxiety, depression, fatigue. Everybody has these things, and that increases too. I had someone come in and they're working out with weights, and they're doing pull-ups, and they had a big pain in the lower neck, into their neck, and it couldn't turn their head at all. Hurt so bad. Couldn't even lift their head off the pillow. They had to grab their head with their hands to lift it off the pillow. And in doing that, they had, you know, tremendous pain, irritation. And I said, I'm going to adjust you. And it's going to be, I'm going to put the bone back in proper position. It's going to be like taking your outdoor faucet and turning the faucet off. Now, it's been on for a while, so there's tons of water, there's mud around it, all that stuff, but I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to get rid of the thing that's creating the issue, but you have to get rid of the swelling. So I adjusted this woman, and she felt better right away, but it still hurt. The next day I saw her, and she felt like 90% better because she got rid of the rest of the inflammation that was there. So it's so important in clearing out that damage to help your body get better. And the last thing is pain interference. So many times you have lots of pain in your body and you don't know why. That can be helped simply by getting an area adjusted, and then your body just doesn't feel the pain as much. Remember, your brainstem and spinal cord all the way down to the tips of your toes, right? Spinal cord ends in your lower back, but all the nerves coming off to the tips of your toes, going to every single cell and every single organ in your body. If there's something choking on one of those nerves, it's going to impact the function, not only to the joints, the muscles that create pain, but it's going to impact the organs and how they function as well. Your organs don't feel pain unless it's very late. So when you have pain in an organ, you need to act very quickly because you're quite advanced in level of breakdown in that organ. So you don't feel pain there. That's why it's so important to have your spine and nervous system checked long before you have pain. Because by the time you have pain, it's often late and people come in and say, I just developed this problem. They're really saying, I just felt pain, but I just developed this problem. Can you fix it right away? It's like a 400-pound person walking in my office and saying, I just developed, you know, I just noticed that I'm overweight. Can you fix it right away? And that's impossible. It really is a process. But if you look at it properly, and when you come into our office or whatever office you go to, I'm going to explain what proper care should look like. You should go into office. They should do a detailed history. Everything that's going on with you, give that doctor all the information because there's so many things that you don't realize the doctor knows that if you tell them can help them understand what's going on with you even better to give you better care. So detailed history is so important. And then testing. So we use software and an iPad to check out your posture and we put markings in your posture. You can really see how deviated you are from normally. Some gravity is pushing on you every day, straight down from above you. It deviates your spine, torques your spine, creates more damage, more disc decay, more arthritis simply because you're out of normal position, right? And then after that, we do gravity weighted x-rays, which are unique. You don't see them too often. In chiropractic, you see me every once in a while, but I don't know anybody in our area that does this. Gravity weighted x-rays that show how your spine is deviating in true posture. Not perfect posture, but true posture for you. We can see it's out of how it got out of position and then very easily get it back to normal position depending on how much degeneration or cementing you have in your spine. I call arthritis sometimes cementing. Your spine gets locked in a certain position. It's difficult to get it unlocked, but you know, keeping it freely moving is the key. But how much cementing you have may limit the amount of correction you can come back to. But you know what? For me, any level of correction is better than letting it continue to break down and degenerate and just managing your health with pills, saying, if I take another pill, I'll feel better, or maybe I can just tough it out. You know, as men, we do that. We try to be martyrs. We try to say, I can just tough it out, you know, but the pain isn't the problem. The pain, it's a signal letting you know you have a problem creating disease. So I love when studies show, and I pulled up so many studies here for you. I just went over this one. I love when studies show this clearly, right? The next study is on pediatric safety, right? And efficacy. So getting children better, fall risk reductions being adjusted. That's tremendous. Reducing opioid dependence, debunking safety myths. People that feel it's unsafe, completely debunked in tons of research. You know, there's tons of things here. But for those of you that are hearing this stuff, maybe even for the first time and say, I'd like to find out more. You know, I like to take care of my health. And I realize now that this may be one of the biggest things I've been avoiding. I've tried everything else and I still have issues, but I didn't even realize this. It was a blind spot. I never even realized, or I viewed it differently. And you know, maybe you had some pain, some digestive issues, a thyroid problem, you know, maybe your gallbladder's bothering you, maybe digestively going to the bathroom, whatever it is, right? Your neurological system from your brain through your spinal cord, through nerves runs every single thing you're having a problem with right now. Everything's run by that system. So if there's any pressure, known or unknown, on that system, it can really mess up the function, leading to breakdown, disease process, and eventually disease as you leave there long enough. If you want to come in, I do this every single week because I love you guys. I always want to give you sort of, you know, first dibs at this. But anyway, every week I open up a certain amount of appointments and I do my entire exam process for free for five people. So you can come in, do all the things I was just talking about and go through the doctor's report, which is taking all the information, sitting down and talking about it, going over how to get you better. We can do that for free for five of you. So if you want to take advantage of that, just give us a call. We'll get you back to you on Monday, set up the appointment time and get you in and get you better. But the number is 845-896-1200, right? So it's 896-1200. We're in Fishkill, New York, right around Route 84, Route 9, right in that area right there. If you're anywhere within that, you know, half hour, we have people coming from Pennsylvania, from New Jersey, you know, from Connecticut. If you're anywhere within, you know, a half hour or so, even an hour, you know, give us a call. I'd be more than happy to check you out. It's not a guarantee for care. It's not a commitment to care, but it's a commitment to discovering what's going on with your body that could be better. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. And we'll give you a call back on Monday, get in touch with you, set up a time, and start you back on the road to being as healthy as you possibly can be. All right. So with this limited time left, I want to go over a couple things because many people right now are coming in disgusted, right? You tried everything. Your body's not working well nutritionally. And I talk about weight loss a lot because it's so important because we're so obese as a country, but just really understanding why your body isn't running well nutritionally. So we have nutritional technology it's pretty much better than anything else I've seen. It really can check you out for any nutrients that you're deficient in. It's not blood work. It uses resonant frequency technology, almost like a lie detector test. You put your hand on a hand cradle, it'll let you know exactly what stuff you're deficient in. And that's the biggest thing. I find the most obese people have the most nutrient deficiencies. And I went over research last week that pointed that clearly, that when you have nutritional deficiencies, your body needs to eat more food to try to attain those nutrients you're deficient in. Doesn't care how many calories you're eating, slows down your metabolism so you don't burn through these calories. It wants to get the nutrients, absorb them, and help you to be healthier. And so, you know, we build out, just as I did before, we build out 5 appointments each week for anybody who wants to lose weight. Now, our program isn't for everybody. You know, it's not super easy to do. It takes some discipline, but you tend to lose weight very quickly once we dial in those nutrients that you're deficient in and put you on specific food and nutrient protocols. You communicate with a coach every day. You know, we map it out every month to come in and be scanned again, get checked out. But if you want to figure out why you're holding on to weight, right? Why the weight isn't coming off of you, why do you have to diet to remain the same weight year after year as you gain weight, then, you know, give us a call. I'm going to do the same thing as I did before. I'm going to open up 5 appointments for anybody who wants to figure out why they're holding on to weight and how to get rid of it. The phone number is 845-897-5677. That's for Hudson Valley Weight Loss. You can look up it online, but it's 845-897-5677. Leave us a message and we'll get back to you on Monday, set up a time. As always, you know, the summer's coming up. I want all you to be in great shape, feeling great, functioning great. Just be happy. Live life the way you're supposed to live it. You know, how we've been living is not the proper way to do it. And there's a much, much better way. I promise you that. So God bless you. I'll talk to you next Saturday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.